Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. The Pope has assigned the Virgin Mary to protect the communist nation of China. That's the headline. Mike Gendron comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Pope has committed Mary to protect China. Now we're talking about communist China. Why did the Pope make that decision?
Well, it goes back to an agreement. It's an interim agreement that was signed by the Vatican and the Chinese government back in 2018. And shortly after the interim agreement was signed, China continued to demolish Roman Catholic churches and crosses and continues to hold their clergy in detention. But because the Communist Party has continued to destroy Catholic churches, the Pope came out and said, "We entrust the pastors and faithful of the Catholic Church in that great country to the guidance and protection not of God, but of our Heavenly Mother, so that they may be strong in the faith and firm in fraternal union." The Pope is recognizing that the Catholic Church in China is under persecution by the communist government, so rather than entrust it to Almighty God, the sovereign King of the world and the universe, he entrusts this Catholic Church to the guidance and protection of Mother Mary. Again, an example of how the Roman Catholic Church esteems Mary and gives her the attributes of God. We know that God is the only one that has the power to protect anyone on this earth. But yet, the Catholic Church doesn't know the Bible very well. We read in Psalm 148:13, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and above the heavens." If Catholics would only read their Bible, the truth would set them free from this religious deception that holds them in bondage. Don't listen to the Pope. Test everything he says with the authority of God's Word.
Mike Gendron giving us the details on why the Pope assigned the Mother of Jesus to protect the communist nation of China. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Communist China is under the influence of Satan. And as you study Revelation chapter 17, the false church located in Rome, you'll see that the false church, a mother-son cult, Revelation chapter 17 and verse 5, is also under the influence of Satan. The beast mentioned in Revelation 17 is the Antichrist. Therefore, we see that Communist China and the false church in Rome will be satanically controlled in the last days. Both Communist China and the Vatican will be major players in the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...